of my ankle. They kind of set her up in the corner, but we'll see if that switches around here as the game goes on.
Well, any doubts that, you know, she might not be fully able to play tonight to her capacity because of the concussion symptoms? Well, she's got 8 points here early. She's doing just fine. Basketball belongs to the Tigers here to start this next possession. As we come back out of the timeout, Mahoney tries to drive the lane, stops, forces one, no good. Rebound Schmidt on the floor. Ahead now to Olsen, and Olsen will bring it to the front court. Olsen across the timeline, out top, picks up the dribble, goes high post this time to Leonard. Leonard the head fake, flips it here near side. Williams on the circle, down Leonard posting left side, turns, tries to lean, got pushed, but they're going to call a traveling violation instead. You go down in the paint tonight, and you're not going to get fouls called. You're going to have to fight for it tonight. They're roughing everybody up here this evening.
Yeah, they're setting the tone that they're not really quick to blow many whistles here.
Walker will walk it up the floor this time as Atlantic stretches that zone defense as they work it around here near side. With the ball here right side, Dana Marsden, Marsden checked into the ball game. She's got the ball here on the right side of the circle. Off now to Walker. She comes off a curl baseline, fires up a three, no good. Rebounded by Williams. A long rebound on the baseline. Comes right back to her. Williams now to the front court. Out top. High post. It's Leonard. The head fake. She's hit from behind. And a gee whiz.
Wow.
A jump ball.
It's the quickest jump ball call I've ever seen.
Well, and you know, it's one thing to reach in and try to grab the ball, but it's another thing to throw the shoulder into him first. But you're not going to apparently get foul calls tonight. So ball out of bounds. It'll be Atlantic basketball. They have the arrow. Bounce feed down low on the block. Stephanie Sandbothy, who checked in, put a little height on the floor, has it, and feeds it back outside. Olsen looking for help now, fires it here to the near corner. Down low on the curl, Leonard drives to the basket, count the basket, and a foul. Leonard came around off the curl, caught the bounce pass from Schmidt, got it to go with a left hand, and got the foul call down low. They're going to whistle that one. Against Red Oak, as the free throw here by Leonard is no good.
And it's on Nicole Graber. They put that one on 24.
She had just checked in. 14-9 Atlantic leading. Short shot here on the near side is forced up by Blomstead. No good. It was challenged, and the rebound taken by Atlantic. They're going to run the floor. Atlantic quickly up the floor, and we're going to have a reach-in foul call outside. Tiffany Williams trying to hustle the ball up the floor on the dribble. It's going to be on Graber. That'll be her second. That's just the second team foul as well against the Tigers. Now we've got a timeout asked for by Red Oak. Minute 35 left here in the first. Atlantic leading 14-9. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Denison Tire and Auto Center, 506 West 4th Street in Atlantic, means performance for your car. Check out their low everyday price on tires and enjoy their old-fashioned service at Denison Tire and Auto Center in Atlantic. Adair County Mutual Insurance Association of Greenfield. When you buy farm mutual insurance from them, you own the company. Adair County Mutual Insurance of Greenfield. ACGS, Atlantic's Dell Computer Store, is proud to be a local sports booster. They specialize in sales and service of computers and electronics for homes and businesses alike. ACGS invites you to stop in with your computer, electronic, and service needs. ACGS, your Dell Computer Store.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Red Oak tonight as the Tiger or the Trojans will have the basketball to inbounds to come back out of the timeout. It's Williams posting low as Leonard. She gets it, curls, and dumps it in with the left hand. Catherine Leonard posting low, and Atlantic has opened up a 7-point lead here early, 16-9. Ball here right side taken by Marsden. She'll shuffle it across. Now a quick toss up. No good from the right side by Graber. The rebound batted around on the floor. Picked up finally here by Red Oak. Into the lane now. Hankins will drive and throw one up. Boy, she just literally forced that one, leaning down the lane, tossed it up somewhere close to the basket. A two-hand push shot from the chest. And the foul going to be whistled on Catherine Leonard. That'll be her second. So Hankins gets bailed out with a foul call. She'll get free throws. First one this time is good. One for three from the line here tonight. 16-10 now the score. Atlantic with the lead. Second one here by Hankins on the way, and that one's no good. Long rebound taken by Schmidt for Atlantic. Atlantic with a 6-point lead. Just over a minute to play here in the first quarter. Leonard quickly to the front court. Olsen right side fires up the three and knocks it down again. Aaron Olsen loving that right corner. 19-10 now the score, Atlantic leading. Hankins outside with it for Red Oak. Off to the left side, Graber. Open right side. The short shot by Marston's no good. Rebounded inside by Blomstedt. She can't hit the putback. The rebound is kicked out of bounds. It'll go to Atlantic. And now up off the bench, Megan Riley will check back in for Atlantic as Catherine Leonard will head to the bench with those two fouls. Leonard a little slowed with the ankle tonight, but hasn't let it bother her too much. She's made a couple of nice curl moves and left-hand flips off the window, posting inside. Atlantic with a 19-10 lead, 45 seconds left of the first quarter. Atlantic to the front court, Williams with it out top. Gets a double screen, decides to go left, stops, and we're going to have a foul call. I believe that's going to be against Red Oak for running through the screen. And it is going to be against Hankins. That'll be her first. That's a third team foul against the Tigers. Williams will inbound the basketball for Red Oak. Mahoney will check back in here for the Tigers as Hankins will check out. Williams will look to inbound down on the baseline. She'll feed it here to the corner to Schmidt. Right back to Williams posting. Turns. Shot blocked. We got a foul call. Boy, they slid across and looked like they got a pretty decent block there by Mahoney, but they're going to hit her with a foul. That'll be her first. Had to be body. It looked pretty good from here. 34 seconds left here in the first quarter as Tiffany Williams tosses in the first free throw. One more free throw try coming here for Williams. And that one is good as well. She gets them both to fall, and Atlantic has opened up a double-digit lead here early, 21-10. 30 seconds left in the first quarter. Marston here on the right side with it well off the circle. They'll leave it out top now. Graber crossed to Blomstedt, and she threw it away. Blomstedt tried to throw it over here back to Marston. She was kind of flat-footed and couldn't get to the pass. The ball out of bounds. So Atlantic will get it back. 18 seconds left as Tiffany Williams crosses the half-court line now. Working out top on the dribble. She'll go left. Oh, she stumbled and got her feet crossed up as she tried to turn and toss it back. I think they're going to try to set up Olsen curling around from behind for a three. But she stumbled and got the traveling call, so Red Oak gets it back now with 13 seconds left in this first quarter. The inbound pass lob here to Marsden. She'll run it to the front court now. 10 seconds left. She'll stop, fire it across. Quick shot by Graber, no good inside. Rebound Mahoney, and with 4 seconds left, we have a whistle and a foul inside. Mahoney went up and got the rebound. I think they're going to hit Steph Sanbothy with the foul inside. That'll be the first on Sanbothy. It's the sixth foul here in the first quarter against Atlantic, so Red Oak will inbound. Oh, and a tip and a steal. Olsen came up with a tip ball. 2 seconds, 1 second, she'll run, stop, look, and she can't get off a shot. Took one too many dribbles before she decided to toss up a shot here to end the quarter. But a pretty good first quarter for Atlantic. Atlantic with a 21-10 lead over Red Oak here after one. Chris will have the second quarter when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Eye Associates, providing eye care for the entire family. Offering the services of optometrist Dr. Jeff Gergen and Dr. Robert Weiland in two convenient locations, upper level of Cascade Memorial Hospital Clinic Edition and 415 Tracy Street in Audubon. Call or stop by today. Daryl D. Smith Company, look to them for answers to complete financial planning, investments, estate planning, and retirement planning. Stop by Daryl D. Smith Company at 603 Poplar in Atlantic or call 243-2466 today.
Welcome back here to Red Oak High School. A very good first quarter here for the Atlantic Trojans on the road here in head coach Casey Pelzer. They're off to a 21-10 advantage here in this girls 3A regional matchup here tonight against the Red Oak Tigers. Red Oak starts with the basketball here in the second quarter. They try to pass it around quickly and go down the right side. A foul whistled as Angela Mahoney drove down the right side of the lane. And they are going to give her shots. Looked like that one might have been on the floor, but they're going to let her go to the line here. Stephanie Sanbothy picking up her second foul. And that is the seventh team foul as well here against Atlantic, so free throw is going to be a factor here the rest of the half here for the Tigers.
Atlantic's done a good job shadowing Kate Walker everywhere she goes here tonight, and she's their leading scorer. She dropped 28 on them the last time they played. She's had a hard time just getting open here tonight.
Mahoney knocks down one out of two at the line there that time. First points here of the second quarter. It's 21-11. Atlantic now getting trapped here in the backcourt. They put on some pressure, a pass across. We're going to have a reach-in foul, and Aaron almost had the steal, but Aaron Olsen able to get there just in time to get the foul call against Angela Mahoney. That'll be number two on her and number five now here against the Tigers. So Atlantic will inbound from underneath. Some full-court pressure put on again now here by Reto. Tiffany Williams will take the inbound. Immediately trapped, but she's able to dribble through it, and we're going to have a reach-in foul here called, as that'll be picked up there by Catherine Walker, and it'll be her first. So that's the sixth team foul now here against the Tigers. And the inbound now here for the Trojans, as they'll bring it up here into the front court. Bounce pass down underneath. Turn in the banker. Good there. Steph Sambo, they got some room, and she banks one home. 23-11.
What a good pass that time on the entry and the bounce there by Williams.
7:21 left to go here in this first half. A drive down the left side. The Tigers put up a shot short. Missed rebound. Blomstead put back. No good. Rebound Sambothy now here for the Trojans. Up the floor they go. It's Aaron Olsen out top with it this time. And she dribbled it off her foot. It ends up hitting a Red Oak Tiger and goes out of bounds. Fortunate that it hit off of Graber and Atlantic gets to keep it.
Yeah, she drop kicked that one. Caught a break.
7:03 left to go here in the first half. Substitution now here for the Trojans as Macy Schmidt will check out and Bailey Walter back in here to the lineup for Atlantic. Tiffany Williams will inbound, gets it in here to Walter. Walter back off to Olsen. She has it here at the top. Olsen, the bounce pass now across to Williams. Williams will drive right side, stops and fires one, and she's hit on the way back down. She'll go to the line here to shoot two. A late charge in there by the Tigers. And they're going to get whistled for it. That's Angela Mahoney picking up her third. So may see her checkout. They do have a player ready to check the end of the contest. Williams knocks down the first free throw, and it will be Mahoney coming out. Bailey Hankins will check back into the game here for the Tigers.
This looks like two different teams on the floor tonight. Atlantic playing with a level of confidence they haven't seen in a while, and Red Oak playing with a level of almost disorganization right now.
Williams misses the second free throw. The Tigers now back the other way. They get a pass across. Hankins will go. A shot up and good. And she'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. Had just enough of a step that time to get the edge. Foul going to be whistled here on Atlantic. That'll be whistled on Steph Sanboli. That'll be her third. So now she's going to check out. Catherine Leonard comes back in. She's a little slow on that right ankle here tonight. She's saw her in quite a bit of pain when she checked out the last time. We'll see if she's able to deal with that here as she comes back in. Hankins does complete the three-point play as she knocks down the free throw, and it's back to a 10-point game. 24-14. Out front, bounce pass now down low. Riley will kick it back out to Olsen. Olsen guarded there. Will dump it off to the high post. Leonard, she'll try to put it on the floor. Turns, spins, throws one up at short. Rebound by Hankins. Hankins now will get it off here to Walker. Walker out front with the basketball, picks it up. Goes right side now. Graber working around. Long shot on the way. No good. Missed at the top of the key. Blomstead got the board and then put it back up off the glass and in.
Well, she missed badly on this shot from just inside the free throw line, but followed it, got her own rebound, and got the putback.
Williams now across the timeline. Will stop at the elbow. Bounce it down low. Catherine Leonard got position. She gets the shot to go and the foul call. Nice job sneaking down on the block by Catherine Leonard, and they found her.
And again, good entry passes there down on the block on the bounce, giving them an opportunity to get something point blank.
A foul there against the Tigers. That one's off the side of the iron that time, missed there by Leonard. And now we'll go back the other direction here. Red Oak will stop and fire one short by Walker, rebounded by Walter underneath here for Atlantic, and now a reach in by Blomstead, and she tried to tap it away, and she'll get hit with the foul. That'll be Blomstead's first. And we'll go back the other way here, as Dana Marsden was the last one to pick up that foul, the last trip down the floor. Now this time, Blomstead picks it up, and Walter at the free throw line on the 1-1, and it's off the iron. That was the 19th foul against the Tigers, so she misses the front end. and it's back the other way. A run down to the right side, and traveling violation going to be whistled against Dana Marsden as she was traveling, trying to drive down that right side, got cut off and tried to maneuver around Walter there. Well, contact at the end, but they say she walked. So left side dribble now for Williams on the other end for Atlantic. Riley, the long jumper just inside the arc, no good. Rebound high there by Walker. Catherine Walker back the other way here for Red Oak. Will stop out on the perimeter, bounce it back across up top. They're open on the left wing this time. Graber will dump it back here over to Marsden. Now in the middle, Blomstead. Pass to Hankins, and she walked with it trying to get to the basket. A lot of unforced errors here from the Tigers in this first half. They've turned it over quite a bit. And it's showing up on the scoreboard here as well with a 10-point margin, 26-16. Atlantic up the floor here. It's Williams across, and we'll dump it over to Leonard. Now in the corner, Walter. Walter bounces it back up high to Aaron Olson. Olson puts it on the floor, tries to drive. It's tipped away from her. Catherine Leonard picks it up off the floor, throws up a shot, partially tipped away, and then the rebound taken down by Walker. Walker runs the other way, stops and fires from the free throw line. In and out, no good. Blomstead, rebound, put back, good. Grace Blomstead with all four of her points here in the second quarter, and it's under 10 points now. It's an 8-point lead for Atlantic. Williams will drive on the right side, and now she'll bring it all the way back up top here and hand it off to Leonard. Catherine Leonard with it. Pump fake. Puts it on the floor. Kicks it across now here to Walter. Now back to Leonard down on the block. She'll kick it back across. Riley, the baseline jumper. That's no good. Rebound underneath here by Miranda Gowdy for the Tigers. Now we'll get a screen out top here for Walker. A lot of body bumping and moving that time. Could have got called with the moving screen, but they let it go. Get it back up top now here to Graber. She'll pass it right side. Now back to Graber. Just inside the arc, fires up the shot and knocks it down. The bucket there, and it's down to 6 points, and Atlantic's going to take a timeout. They don't want to see this lead collapse any further here before they have a chance to have a discussion. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here. 26-20. Atlantic has the lead, and now it is a full timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hawkeye Ford, the Little Ford Store, has been in business for 24 years. They're family-owned and operated and offer a big selection of vehicles at low prices. Hawkeye Ford, located east of Red Oak on Highway 34. Score big savings at Atlantic's Hy-Vee Food Store, located on 7th Street in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. You'll find a helpful smile in every aisle at the Hy-Vee Food Store in Atlantic. And Aiken Building Center, offering a complete line of supplies for new construction and remodeling, power tools, and lawn and garden rental. Call 243-4385. That's Aiken Building Center, located at 110 East 3rd Street in Atlantic.
Back here after the timeout, Atlantic with the basketball on the inbound here at midcourt. They got it to Tiffany Williams, and she'll curl it back up top now to Olson. Olson bounces it inside. Catherine Leonard trying to slice through traffic, got the shot up. A lot of contact, no call. The shot was short, and the rebound here to Red Oak. They'll run the other way. Walker, a long three at the top of the key, and she splashes it home. Right in transition and right in stride, she's able to knock that one down, and it's 26-23, a three-point lead here for Atlantic. They've seen it shrink now here, a 12-2 run for the Tigers. Here's the curling around again, and a lot of contact underneath as Leonard's trying to find her way to the basket. She falls to the floor again, and now she's going to check out. She's really trying to fight through that ankle. You can tell each time she comes off the floor, it's bugging her a little bit more than it did the time before. So she'll be replaced here as Sandbody comes back in. Inbound, Olson will get it down underneath here to Williams. Now it's knocked across over to Sandbody, and we have a traveling violation whistle. Don't know who had enough time to have a couple of steps, but they give it back here to the Tigers.
Come on, guys, it's 4-3.
So a chance now here for Red Oak to tie things up with a three ball. They'll have it up top now here. Graber will fire it over left side. That's Gowdy. Gowdy will stop just along the baseline and pop one up. No good. Walter got the rebound. Came right to her, and now Olson will run it up the floor. Right side over to Williams. Williams driving into the lane. Put the shot up. That's short. Rebound tapped out long and saved by the Trojans. They get it back outside. There's Williams crossing over out front. Williams stops at the elbow, dumps it back over to Olsen. Olsen will put it on the floor. She'll stop at the free throw line. Now bounce it over to Walter. Bailey Walter, one dribble and picked it up and then threw it away. Stolen by Gowdy. Now off to Walker. Walker in traffic, and that's just a victim of circumstance. Megan Riley was running down the floor right in that spot, and she turned right into her, and Riley's going to get hit with the foul. That's number two on Megan Riley, and eighth team foul now here against Atlantic. Macy Schmidt back into the game now here for Atlantic as Walter checks out. 1-1 coming up now here for Walker, and that's good on the first try, so she'll get one more. Walker, one more coming up here at the stripe. And she'll knock that one home. She's got 9 points. She's been perfect at the stripe, 4-for-4. And Atlantic now the inbound here, just leading by a point, 26-25. See their lead dwindle. Macy Schmidt back to Williams now in the corner. She'll drive baseline and a foul as Walker reached in, couldn't get her feet moved fast enough to cut her off along the baseline, so she reached in and gets called for it. That'll be number two on Walker. And we'll go to the line here. This will be two shots here for Tiffany Williams in the double bonus. Williams' first free throw up and good. She's 4-for-5 from the line so far tonight. Second free throw by Williams, also good. That one splashed straight through. So eke it back out to a three-point lead, 28-25. 2:13 left to go in the half. Here's a pass right side. Marsden will step in. They left her alone, so she tries to step in. Missed the shot well across the basket, but Blomstead was right there to grab it and put it back home.
Just an alley-oop, huh?
Yeah, worked out. Turned out to be a good pass. 6 points here for Blomstead, all in this quarter. 1:55 to go here, and it's a one-point game again, 28-27. Here's Aaron Olsen now in the corner for Atlantic. A bounce pass underneath. Sandbody the turn. Shot blocked by Blomstead, taken away. She'll give it off here to Walker. Walker will run it up the floor. She'll hesitate. Now stutter step, go right side. A lot of contact underneath with Olsen. And Olsen gets called for the foul, moving her feet a little bit late there. And Walker will go to the line here to shoot two. So Aaron Olsen picks up her second foul. And Walker now will go to the line. And she's able to dance that one around and make it fall through. Here's a substitution now here for Atlantic. McKenna Denbesti will check in here to the game as Sanbothy checks out. Free throw up and good there. Walker stays perfect at the stripe, and it's now an advantage here for the home squad. 1 point lead, 29-28. Back the other way. Here's Aaron Olsen on the outside. Will fire a three. That's short. Rebound came out long. It's right into the hands here of Graber. She'll run it up the floor ahead to Blomstead. Kick it back to Graber. Jumper on the way. Short. Rebound Blomstead underneath. Put back up. No good. She got the rebound again. The put back this time is good. Blomstead sticking with that one and gets a couple of tries. Knocks the second one home, and it's 31-28. A 3 point lead for the Tigers. Roared back and taken the lead. Riley down underneath now for Atlantic. A turn and a banker that wasn't even close. Rebound pulled down by the Tigers. Here's Walker now up the floor with it. She'll throw it right side. Now they'll skip it back across, and the player was cutting in. Graber was cutting in towards the middle of the paint, and they thought she was staying out on the wing and threw it away. Macy Schmidt will inbound here. Tiffany Williams will bring it up the floor now here for Atlantic with 48 seconds to go in the half. Williams will dribble left side. Now back to Riley. Riley will fire up the shot, and that's well short. Missed everything, and Denbesti tried to save it as best she could along the baseline, but didn't work out. Goes out of bounds. Red Oak now will inbound the basketball here. Catherine Walker will slowly stroll up the floor. Throw it right side, an errant pass stolen by Aaron Olsen. She'll run the other way with it. All the way to the left side to the basket. Missed the layup, though, and the rebound here to Red Oak, and now they're going to run out the other way. Bailey Hankins was open down on the other end of the floor, and she gets the run out lay-in. 33-28, 16 seconds to go in the half. Red Oak with the advantage. Atlantic trying to get something positive to happen here at the end of the half. Back to Erin Olsen. She'll try a three. Off the mark. No good. Rebound Blomstedt. She tapped it to herself. 4 seconds to go. Walker up the floor. Stops. Has her shot blocked. That was all clean, and they're going to call a foul. And she's going to get three shots here with 9/10 of a second left here in the half.
That's the perfect end to a poorly officiated first half.
Macy Schmidt was the one that got called for the foul. There were two players right there, but it looked like Olsen was the one that just got all ball on it. Now Walker gets the freebies, and she makes the first one. And, of course, she's been very good from there here so far in the ball game. She makes the second one as well. One more on the way now here for Catherine Walker as the junior tries to complete the three freebies, and she does. She's 9-for-9 at the free throw line. The inbound and the heave, not going to matter here at the end of the first half. Well short, and it's 36-28. The Red Oak Tigers with a very good second quarter to roar out and take the advantage by 8 here at halftime over Atlantic in this 3A regional matchup. We'll take a break, come back, and talk about it here for you. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Vetter Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Ottoman for sales and service of genuine Case IH equipment. See them also for Cub Cadet lawn and garden equipment to care for your lawn. Visit Vetter Equipment in Ottoman today. Dave's Body Shop in Harlan. Visit them for collision, rust repair, refinishing, glass installation, and unibody frame repair. Also be sure to ask them about the T-Guarantee paint system at Dave's Body Shop in Harlan. J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation year-round, also payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service, experienced, trained tax professionals, located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic, call 243-5028.
Welcome back here to Red Oak High School. We're at the halftime break here, and Red Oak has taken a 36-28 lead here over the Atlantic Trojans. Atlantic led it by 11 after the first quarter, 21-10, but the Tigers reversing the tables in a big-time way there in that second quarter, and, of course, the officials did help a little bit, but Atlantic also not helping themselves out as they started to kind of fall apart there on the offensive end of the floor.
Yeah. Well, foul situation was kind of a problem. They brought Stephanie Sandbothy in, got some good minutes out of the freshman here in the first half, but then fouls caught up with her. She had to sit. Catherine Leonard's been struggling all night with an ankle, and she's having a hard time getting up and down the floor. She gets tackled trying to put up a shot, can't get a foul called, and she ends up having to leave the ball game with a sore ankle right now. She's got two fouls. Erin Olsen picked up a couple of fouls here in the first half. Atlantic's been digging deeper and deeper into the bench here as we go along, but you know, Red Oak, they struggled mightily in the first quarter with just three field goals, but they seem to have figured it out here in the second quarter that if you can't get something in down tight, you just go to the free throw line. They have a huge free throw advantage here so far tonight.
Yeah, they really do. They've been to the line here to shoot 17 times here in this first half, and they've been able to knock down 13 of those here in the contest so far, so a big advantage there at the stripe over Atlantic, who's just made 5 of 9 at the stripe so far here this evening. So it's been a big difference, and of course the big difference maker has been Catherine Walker, because she hasn't missed one, and she's been there. She's 9 of 9 at the free throw line here so far tonight, and leading the way as well with 14 points.
Yeah, and Atlantic once had a 24-11 lead, and they've seen Red Oak go off on a 25-4 run from that point to finish off this first half. So, yeah, as excellent a start as it was for Atlantic tonight, what a demoralizing finish to the second quarter.
Yeah, very tough finish here for Atlantic, and we'll go ahead and take a look here at the full numbers here for you. I mentioned 14 points for Catherine Walker to lead the way here for the Tigers. Also 8 points chipped in by Grace Blomstedt. Those all came in that second quarter. 6 points from Bailey Hankins, and then the three apiece for both Angela Mahoney and Miranda Gowdy. 2 points chipped in by Nicole Graber as well there in that first half of play. For the Atlantic Trojans, they were led by 11 points here from Erin Olson in the first half. She had all those in the first quarter of play. 7 points chipped in by Tiffany Williams, 6 here for Catherine Leonard, and 2 apiece for Megan Riley and Stephanie Sanbo. As once again, 5-9 from the line for Atlantic, 13-17 at the line for the Tigers. So the difference here at the halftime break as Red Oaks taking that lead, 36-28 here at halftime. We'll go ahead and take another break here. We'll come back and let you know some wrestling results from action that happened here today in district action. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Dr. Alan Farnsworth, DVM, veterinarian in Adair, and he's also a realtor for Farmers National Company. Farmers National specializes in farmland sales by auction or listings. Give Dr. Alan Farnsworth in Adair a call at 641-740-5004. Interior Touch in downtown Atlantic is your headquarters for window coverings, wallpaper, paint, carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, and laminate flooring. For all of your decorating needs, visit with the professional staff at Interior Touch. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Call them for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Red Oak High School here at the halftime intermission, 36-28. Red Oak has the lead here over Atlantic in this girls' 3A regional first round matchup. And not only some postseason basketball today, there's some postseason wrestling going on today and trying to earn their way to the state tournament.
Yeah, and Atlantic had a pretty good day today, I think.
Yeah.
They had 6 kids qualify for the district meet today, and 5 of them are going to move on to wrestle in the state championships. Atlantic Cam got Carter Cox to win the 106-pound championship. He beat Will Beach of Harlan in the title matchup. Also, Dylan Cox of Atlantic Cam was runner-up at 120 pounds to Blake Luna of Clarinda, who was the champ. Darian Schwenke of Atlantic Cam won the 126-pound title, beating Dylan Forkner of Greene County. Also for Atlantic, they had a champion in Tyler Christensen at 220 pounds. He beat Dallin Bendorf of Harlan in the championship match at 220. And Jez Phippen of Atlantic will qualify as well. He was defeated by Dakota Calfee of Clarinda in the 285-pound championship match, but Jez will go to state as the runner-up. Creston Orient Maxburg has a whole slew of wrestlers going to state after that 2A meet today, and they easily ran away from the field in the team competition today as well. So, yeah, pretty good day for Atlantic in the tournament in the Class 2A. Also, Class 1A, some action going on today as well in a 1A meet that was held today at Underwood. Some of the local wrestlers, a lot of local wrestlers, will be heading off to the state meet. At 106 pounds, Joel Becerra of AHST was the runner-up. He'll go to state. Kyle Julesgaard of Audubon won the 113-pound title, and Guy Sudman of Underwood was the runner-up. They'll both move on. Riley Klein of Underwood won the 120-pound title. Christian Polly of Tri-Center, the runner-up at 120, they both move on. At 126, Brad Kirkhoff of Audubon was the champ, and Tom Jennings of Underwood the runner-up. At 132, Jake Mulford of Audubon won the title, and Tucker Blummel of Riverside was runner-up. Also locally, Trevor Smith of Audubon won the 145-pound title, with Kyle Bauer-Kemper of AHST the runner-up. At 152, Cody Kingery of Underwood won the title. At 160, Austin Fink of AHST was runner-up and moves on. Peyton Hausman of Riverside was runner-up at 170. He'll move on. Evan Hansen of Exira EHK was the champ at 182, and he'll move to state. Ben Wellman of Tri-Center won the 195-pound title. Trey Sander of Exira EHK, the runner-up. They'll both go to state. Also, Matt Fett of Audubon won the 220-pound championship in that match today. Audubon won the team title in that district meet held at Underwood today. So some pretty good district wrestling action going on today around the state as teams getting set for the state wrestling championships Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of next week at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We'll have live coverage all day Thursday, Friday, and Saturday leading up to the finals, where we'll have wall-to-wall coverage for you on Saturday night. So join us for all that next week here on KJAN.
So let's look at those wrestling results we have for you from today's district action. We'll take another break here, and Jim Field will have the call of the third quarter coming up for you here in just a moment as Atlantic trails here at the half to Red Oak. It's 36-28, Red Oak leading here in this girls' 3A regional first rounder. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Newman Body Shop in Lyman, your complete body shop offering professional work at competitive rates as well as glass repair. Newman Body Shop, 12 miles south of Atlantic on Highway 71. Give them a call at 778-4428. Newman Body Shop, we meet by accident. R&B Feeds in Atlantic, specializing in show feed for chickens, lambs, cattle, hogs, goats, horses, and rabbits. Open Monday through Friday till 5:30 p.m. and Saturday until noon. R&B Feeds will also custom blend. Just call them and mix it any way you want it. That's R&B Feeds at 200 Oak Street in Atlantic. Body Basics Chiropractic, offering wellness and other chiropractic services in Atlantic and Red Oak. For an appointment with Dr. Fritz Beyer, call 254-2639. That's 254-BODY to get your body back to the basics.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Red Oak tonight as we get set for second half basketball here this evening. A big first quarter by Atlantic, a bigger second quarter by Red Oak, and the Tigers have a 36-28 lead as we go to the third quarter here tonight. And Lord knows what we're going to see here.
And by the way, as well, the winner of this game moves on to play Shenandoah on the at Shenandoah on the 19th. That was a 7 o'clock game. Shenandoah does lead in their game against Clarinda 28-21 right now at the halftime break.
Very good. That updates you on what's going on in this part of the region in Class 3A. As the two teams get set to start this second half of basketball, Atlantic will have the basketball first. It'll be Catherine Leonard, Aaron Olson, along with Tiffany Williams, Megan Riley, and Bailey Walter, the starting five on the floor for Atlantic. Red Oak also will have their starting five on the floor here for the second half in Walker, Mahoney, Blomstead, Hankins, and Gowdy. Leonard left side, leaves it for Walter on the circle. Her bounce pass is knocked away. Leonard scoops it up in the lane, tries to throw up a shot, and we've got a jump ball call. It'll turn the ball over to Red Oak. So the Tigers will get the basketball. Leonard tried to do something with that ball after it popped loose, and she chased it down in the lane. Too much traffic inside there at that point. Tigers to the front court. Walker will be met by two Trojans here at the center court line. She shuffles across to Blomquist underneath the Hankins, and she curls down low for the lay-in.
Yeah, good quick passing that time by Red Oak.
38-28, Tigers lead it. Olson left side, the bounce feed down low. Williams turns, quick shot, too strong. Hankins the rebound on the opposite side. And Walker back up the floor now for the Tigers. Walker right side will bounce feed it to the corner. Mahoney drives, stops, nowhere to go. Back outside Hankins. She'll try the right side of the lane. The banker too strong. The rebound taken out of there by Walter for Atlantic. Olson back up the floor in the dribble now for Atlantic. She'll try to push it into the lane. Nowhere to go to Williams here right side. She'll drive baseline and leave it for Riley. Riley here on the circle. We'll leave it up top now for Olson. Olson the bounce feed inside. As Leonard curls with the left hand to the lane and lays that one in. 8 points for her. It's 38-30. Red Oak on top. Mahoney right side. Pulls up. Nowhere to go. Jumps it across the lane. Hankins almost threw a pass to no one. Gowdy right behind her. Now into the lane. Mahoney. She'll jump one up and bang it off the front of the rim and get it to roll over. 40-30 Tigers. Olson up the floor with it now for Atlantic as she crosses the half court line. Goes left. Mahoney gives her a shove. Picks up the dribble. Leaves it for Walter. Walter out top now to Leonard. Leonard fires it down low. We're going to have a 3-second call against Atlantic.
Those things are going to be things that have to go away here for Atlantic in the second half. You can't make those mental errors. You're already having a tough enough time battling the other team. Don't want to battle yourself.
Walker right side now to Mahoney for the Tigers. Inside the circle, she'll drive baseline. Nowhere there. Gowdy, left side of the free throw lane, jumps one up and that missed long. And the rebound taken by Atlantic. And we got a foul call as Walter chased down the loose ball, rebound off the floor. Foul going to be whistled, I believe, against Mahoney. Nope, it's not. It's going to be Gowdy with the foul. That'll be her first. First team foul against Red Oak here in the second half as Olson will work it up the floor. 5:55 left third quarter. Olson across right side on the dribble drive to the corner. Williams. Back to Olson. She'll set up for the three ball here in the right corner. That's been her sweet spot here tonight as she drops another one in from the right corner. It's 40-33. Riley stumbles to the floor, has to get up quickly now as they dump it down low. Her being on the floor allowed Blomstead to get free inside, and she hits the short jumper, and it's 42-33. Williams out top. Leonard left side. Walter on the circle. She'll take off on the dribble up top and look for help. Olsen back outside. Olsen gets a screen, goes left, stops, tries to fire a three. The shot blocked. It's out of bounds. It was tipped by Mahoney, so the ball will stay with Atlantic. They'll have it on the baseline out of bounds. 5:14 remaining in this third quarter. 9-point lead for the Tigers. Atlantic to inbound.
23!
Into the corner goes Olsen, left side. She'll try to drive the baseline. Steps across and fires it outside to Walter. As they'll clear the inside now as Olsen comes back out top for the ball. Olsen picked up by Mahoney. Off to Riley. Riley near the top of the circle. Across to Leonard. She'll try to drive, and we're going to have a reach-in foul called against the Tigers. Wasn't a lot of space there for Leonard, but she tried to see if she could scoot through it. They're going to hit Blomstead with her second foul of the night. 4:56 left here in this third. Olsen will inbound on the baseline. They try to curl Williams around. They do here to the right side. Short jumper up, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Mahoney. Walker now going to run the floor. Quickly across the timeline. Now she'll slow it down, wait for help. She'll go right, pick up the dribble, fire it across here to Gowdy. Now to the baseline, Mahoney left side. She'll forget the shot, give it to Gowdy. Back again to Mahoney. Mahoney around out top. Now she'll curl into the lane, stop there and leave it for Gowdy. Gowdy here on the left side. Back out top, Hankins, open free throw line jumper, won't go. Rebound inside Walker. She's surrounded, still able to scoop one back up and in. Catherine, Kate Walker able to find room inside for the bucket, and it's 44-33. Olsen down low, posting is Riley. She'll turn and face up, shot short off the front of the rim, and we're going to have a foul call inside. That'll be on Catherine Leonard, and that'll be her third coming over the top. Basketball goes back the other way now as the Tigers will have it. 1st foul against Atlantic here in the second half as Walker gets it across the timeline. She'll stop, try a three. Williams came out and blocked it. Ball loose and picked up by Hankins. Now they shuffle it around down low and get it inside to Blomstedt for the lay-in and the foul. Foul whistled against Atlantic inside as they were able to get that loose ball on the block shot and shuffle it around. The scramble left Blomstedt free underneath for the bucket. The free throw try is no good as the foul is whistled against Bailey Walter. So Blomstedt misses on the three-point attempt. 46-33. And up the floor now, a foul called out top as Leonard stopped out here on the right elbow.
And Blomstedt kind of got a little bit too close to her and stepped into her and got called for the foul.
That'll be the third on Blomstedt. 3:47 left in the third quarter. 46-33, Red Oak leading. Left side now on the drive, or right side on the drive. The left-hand flip, no good. It rolled in and out for Tiffany Williams. Good quick move. Couldn't get the fall in, and the rebound taken by the Tigers. Out top, Walker, right side, and we're going to we've got a timeout. Red Oak coach Dan Martinez off the bench quickly and ask for a timeout. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here. 3:34 left to go in this third quarter. Boy, Atlantic came out playing with such incredible drive and confidence in that first quarter. But it just seems like that's disappeared since then. After that first quarter, Atlantic has scored all of 12 points while Red Oak has put up 36.
Yeah, it seemed like they were playing, like you said, with much more confidence. They were ready to take shots. They squared up well to the basket there in that first quarter. Ran some nice plays to curl some players around off of screens and get some good looks. And now it just seems like it's more of a forced effort. They're not getting those good looks. People aren't moving around away from the basketball as well. And Red Oak's doing the opposite. They're taking advantage. They're moving the ball quickly around to get open looks.
Tigers have the basketballs. We come back out of the timeout. 3:34 left in this third quarter. The inbound feed lob to Blomstedt. She tapped it. Gowdy picked it up, so the Tigers will keep. Mahoney top of the circle. Now drives into the lane. Cut off there. The bounce feed is knocked free and out of bounds. Last touch by Atlantic. It was off of Williams. It'll stay with the Tigers. Megan Sands, a sophomore, 6-foot sophomore, checking into the ball game now for the Tigers. I believe it's the first time we've seen her on the floor tonight. Stephanie Sandbothy back in here for Atlantic as she'll take the place of Riley on the floor.
Yeah, Riley kind of landed on that ball as she dove for it and lost her breath.
Tigers will inbound, right side. Gowdy grabs, guns, misses from the right side from 15 feet. The rebound taken either by Sandbothy, and she'll leave it for Olsen. Olsen up the floor now for Atlantic. Gets the screen out top. Goes right side into the lane. The running one-hander up. No good. Rebound inside. Taken by Sands. Tigers have it. They'll turn and run. Walker to the front court now. That's to slow it down. She's caught out top. And a foul call. That'll be Williams putting an elbow into her. Trying to cut her off around the corner. That's foul number one on Tiffany Williams. That's hard to believe. The way this game's been officiated tonight, to have a player who's been as active as Williams just pick up her first foul here with 3 minutes left in the third quarter.
Yeah, she would be the last starter for either team to pick up a foul.
Inbound feed taken here in the backcourt, and Mahoney will bring it across. So look to the right side. They bounce it down low. Hankins is back in the ballgame. Ball knocked away loose on the floor, and Olsen comes away with it for Atlantic. Williams now will run it up the floor on the dribble. 2:45 left in the third. Right side it goes. Schmidt looking low. Bounce feed out top. It's Leonard. She'll curl with a left hand. Drive to the rack. Shot up and no good. It rims out. Tough on that ankle as she comes to a quick stop. She'll get free throws, though, as the whistle was blown. We had a foul whistled underneath. I believe that's Megan Sands picking up her first. So Leonard to the line here to shoot a couple here for Atlantic. First one here on the way, no good. Gowdy will check out now as Marsden is back in for the Tigers. Second try is no good as well. Missed them both, rebound by the Tigers. To the front court. Walker picks up the dribble, fires it all the way across court. Marsden left side, the lob in the lane, tapped away. She tried to force it inside to Mahoney. I don't know how she even saw Mahoney there because she was buried behind Stephanie Sandboth. He knocked it out of bounds. Tiger basketball, the lob inbound. Taken outside by Marsden, a late whistle call as Olsen bumped into her on the inbound feed. That will be number three on Aaron Olsen.
Yeah, it was the right call. It just should have came, you know, 5 seconds before that, but
just a little slow. Tiger basketball, 2:25 to go third quarter. 46-33 Tigers. Inbound speed is to the right side. Marsden has it now in the corner. Back outside for Walker. Walker will curl it around, get a screen out top. Look at the long three. Wouldn't take it. Now Marsden right side. She'll pull up from 12, and that's good. Dana Marsden with her first basket of the game. It's 48-33. Olsen, crossover out top, picks up the dribble, needs help, finds Williams left side. Head fake, Williams drives baseline, short jumper up and good. Tiffany Williams with 9 points, and it's 48-35. Red Oak the lead in the basketball. Walker fires it here near side. Marsden on the circle. She'll drive to the baseline. She'll lob it across into the lane, Mahoney. She'll jump one up through traffic, no good, and the rebound is Sandbothy. Minute 35 left in the third quarter. Leonard to the front court, lobs it here right side. Williams in the corner, head fake, drives baseline, and we're going to have a foul call. Hankins a little late getting there, picks up the foul, trying to cut her off down low. That'll be her second. That's the fifth team foul here against the Tigers in the second half. Neither team in the bonus. Olsen on the inbound gives it back to Williams underneath, who's posting, and she lost the ball. Trying to turn and go baseline against Walker. Trying to walk that tightrope. Lost the basketball out of bounds. Red Oak gets it back. Walker to the front court. Gets a screen. Goes right. Turns. Fires across to Marsden. Marsden the lob down low and nobody home. Through that lob pass, Sandbothy thought about trying to swat it away, but fortunately she just watched it go out of bounds. So the ball goes back to Atlantic. Someone obviously was supposed to cut there and didn't. Olsen back with it, a minute 10 to go, third quarter. Olsen across the half court stripe now, goes left, curls with the right hand. Leaves it here for Leonard. Catherine Leonard drives the lane with the left hand all the way to the rack. The flip no good with the right hand, but a whistle and a foul, and she'll get free throws. So Leonard will go back to the free throw line. Foul is on Sands. That'll be her second. Leonard trying to break through here at the line. She's missed her first four free throws so far here tonight. And, oh, that one rattled in and out. And we've got a whistle and a timeout asked for by Atlantic. This will be just a 30-second timeout for Atlantic. Atlantic with three timeouts remaining. Red Oak has two here. Red Oak used a couple early when Atlantic got off to such a good start. But it seems like it's been a long time ago since then.
Yeah, it's amazing how much the complexion of the game has changed since then. And of course, Red Oak had a great run there in the second quarter to take advantage, but it hasn't been much different here in this third quarter. It's a pretty laborious effort here for Atlantic to get good looks on the offensive end. And you know, that last free throw is kind of a microcosm of the ball not being your friend here tonight as well. Halfway down and back out. It's been that kind of night for the Trojans here in a few spots.
14 points for Erin Olson to lead the way for her team. Kate Walker has 16 to lead the Tigers. And the timeout worked. Catherine Leonard settles herself, knocks down the free throw. It's 48-36, under a minute to go in the third. Right side Walker dumps it inside. It's stolen away by Leonard. Leonard hounded inside, and finally there's the whistle. Take your pick. They're going to whistle it, I believe, against Sands. And that will be her third. And that'll walk us to the other side now as Leonard will go back to the free throw line. This could turn into a free throw shooting contest in the fourth quarter. Atlantic's in the bonus now, and Red Oak's not too far away. Atlantic's been called for four fouls here in the second half. Leonard at the line, front end of the bonus, is good. Well, she missed her first five, but she's hit her last two. One more coming here. Blomstedt will check back into the ball game here for the Tigers. Graber will also come back in for Red Oak. 51 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Atlantic trying to claw their way back into this one. Second free throw by Leonard is good. I don't know what Casey Pelzer said to her during that little timeout, but it worked. 48-38 now, 10-point lead for the Tigers. Walker to the front court, picks up her dribble. Gets caught in a double team. Now across it goes to Mahoney. She'll lob it inside. Oh, poor pass. Sambo will be right there to steal it. 35 seconds left in the third. Left side, Macy Schmitz checked in. She has the ball across to Williams. Tiffany Williams curls, fakes the three, drives right. Now back out top to Leonard. Leonard turns down the lane. Ball batted away from her on the dribble. Scoops it back up, looks for help. She's triple-teamed outside. Williams open, the three ball, no good. Rebound to Schmidt, she'll put it back up, no good from the right side. And now it's taken out of there by Leonard to Olson. She'll curl and go down the lane. Shot blocked, right to Sandbothy. Short jumper is good. That was the best pass of the bunch of them, and it wasn't a pass. 2 seconds, 1 second, Blomstedt with it, and time runs out before the Tigers can get off a shot here at the end of the third quarter. So Atlantic makes a little run here late in the quarter, and we've got a fourth quarter coming up. This should be pretty competitive. 48-40, Red Oak leading Atlantic after three. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Chatterbox Cafe, located next door to the Amoco Station in Audubon, open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Come and enjoy home-cooked meals with noon specials Monday through Friday. That's the Chatterbox Cafe in Audubon. Anita Engraving and Awards LLC, Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. For awards worth winning since 1970, Anita Engraving and Awards LLC in Anita. Call 712-762-3779. And Drs. Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of the Cass County Medical Clinic. For all of your dentistry needs, call 243-1833 today. That's 243-1833.
Welcome back here to Red Oak High School. Here as we head to the final quarter of play here in this girls 3A regional first rounder. Good news for the Trojans. They went on a 7-2 run there at the end of the third quarter to close it back to a 48-40 ball game. Bad news is you're still sitting where you were at halftime. It's an 8-point advantage here for the Tigers as we head into this final quarter. By the way, as well, that other game in this matchup regional, Shenandoah is beating Clarinda 36-27. That's after three quarters of play here tonight. Winners will play at Shenandoah on the 19th at 7.
How many games have you seen where each team has had a 13-point lead?
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often, but we're seeing it here tonight in an interesting seesaw. It was a great start by Atlantic tonight, but it's been a little bit rough since then. Erin Olson trying to keep a little momentum. They carried over from the end of that third quarter over, but they can't do it here on their first possession as it's lobbed down low and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Leonard. So Red Oak will get the basketball here. The inbound, and Kate Walker will bring it up the floor. She'll have it up top, guarded here closely by Williams. They skip it all the way across, and it's too tall, thrown away, looking for Graber, but pass was lobbed too high and away from her. Inbound pass now here for Atlantic as they have it back here. Final quarter play, 7:30 left to go. Aaron Olsen bounce passes it off to Leonard. Leonard out some space, goes down the right side all the way in for the layup. Nice job and nice vision by Catherine Leonard to see she had a chance to get down the lane. Back the other direction now here as we have a six-point game. It's Walker out top with the basketball as Atlantic shifts the defense toughly and they throw it down low. Blomstead knocked it out of bounds and Atlantic gets it right back. And we're going to have a timeout taken here by the Tigers. Full timeout with 7:10 left to go, 48-42. The lead here for Red Oak. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic and Harlan can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and on the square in Harlan.
Education changes lives. Let it change yours with classes at Iowa Western Community College. We offer a wide variety of courses to meet your educational needs. Plus, Iowa Western classes transfer well. Take classes at the Atlantic Center, Council Bluffs campus, or give online learning a try. Check it out at iwcc.edu.
Back out of the timeout here, Atlantic with the basketball here after the Tigers took a break and trying to get their footing back here as Atlantic's rallying a little closer. Megan Riley, the outside jumper, no good there inside the arc. Rebound pulled down by Walker, and here come the Tigers the other way. 6:52 left to go here in the game. Blomstead has it out on the right wing, and she's just going to hang on to it here out front.
The old four corner.
Going to play keep away here. So Atlantic's going to have to decide to do something here to come up and get the count. And Coach Casey Pelzer talking to his team. And now he's trying to decide what he wants to have set up. He's taking a look down there, seeing how they're looking and deciding who's going to go out and guard who. And now they're finally going to make some discussion. Now they come in and try to trap. Now they're going to run it out here as they play catch out front. Blomstead will play catch here with Graber. Now Graber, the bounce back to Blomstead. Olsen back quick on her. Everybody in tight now here on the pressure. Skip back across into the hands of Walker. Walker will fire it back off to Graber. 6 minutes left to go here. Red Oak playing keep away. Blomstead out front. Here's Bailey Walter out to contest. Now Leonard's going to come out here on the arc against Graber. They throw it along the baseline to Hankins. Now back outside. Here's Blomstead at the top. 5:44 left here to go in the contest. It's a six-point lead for Red Oak. They got it over that side to Hankins. Oh, looked like she maybe had a chance to go to the bucket, but she gets it right back outside. Here's Hankins back to Graber. Back to Hankins here along the baseline. 5:27 left to go here in the game. Back up front, Blomstead. Can you play keep away for 6 minutes?
This is why I miss six-player basketball.
That's what they're going to do here, just play keep away as long as they can. 5:09 left to go here, 48-42, the lead here for the home team. And I don't know what Atlantic's solution is eventually going to be here. You got to do something else.
You know, on the other side, though, too, it's only a six-point game. So this isn't the worst thing in the world for Atlantic either. You make them make passes. If they make a mistake, you get the ball back.
Yeah, that's true. They're not going to score any points.
They're not going to run away from you at this point. So there's two sides to that strategy.
So in the corner, it's Hankins. Now back out front. They'll lob it here to Blomstead. And Olsen comes out on her. Well, Blomstead's now trapped. She'll throw it down underneath to Hankins. Bounce pass off to Walker, and she traveled. Got the feet moving before she went to the hoop, so they do eventually turn it over, and nothing doing there after they wasted some time.
You know, they had a couple of other opportunities to get to the basket when they decided to go after it. Yeah, that's what happens.
48-42, here comes Atlantic. Olsen will dump it out here to Williams. Williams curling into the lane. She'll stop. Cut off there, needs some help. Bounce pass outside, it's stolen. Graber got a hand on it, stole it away. Back the other direction, and her layup rolls around and falls through. Big mistake there by Williams on the lazy pass back out to the top of the key. Now Williams will have it here for Atlantic out front. It's 50-42. Red Oak on top. Bouncer here to Leonard. Thrown away by Blomstead. Pass was too far outside from her, and she couldn't get out there to grab it quick enough. Red Oak opportunistic there on these last couple of possessions. And now they're going to play four-corner catch here again as Graber has it out top. Atlantic, on the other hand, too, does have some fouls to give, so don't be afraid of going aggressively here at the basketball. And now they're going to come and reach in. Olsen's going to get whistled for the reach-in foul. That'll be number four on Aaron Olsen. Probably not the player that you want to be committing the foul here at this point, but
I'm not sure why Hankins was so upset about that foul. All she did was grab her arm, and then she turned and got mad and threw the ball to the backcourt.
Now we have a timeout here coming from the Trojans. Full break here. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Kingery Awning Manufacturing Company in Casey for custom-designed folding aluminum and canvas awnings with vinyl backlit storefronts, door hoods, patio covers, carports, or retractable desk and patio covers. Call Scott Kingery of Kingery Awning Manufacturing Company at 800-746-2558. Century 21 Dement Realty in Atlantic is part of the world's largest residential real estate organization. Stop by Century 21 Dement Realty's office on East 7th Street or give them a call at 243-2017. You can also take a virtual tour at century21.com. Sint Repair, just east of Lyman, offering general automotive repair and computer diagnostics. Sint Repair, ASE certified, and a Napa Auto Care Center. Plus, they sell, balance, and rotate tires. Sint Repair. Give them a call at 778-4330.
Back here after the timeout, and the Tigers with the basketball here as they'll inbound here on this near sideline. And a good pressure here by Atlantic. They're having a tough time finding anybody to get it into. Now it's lobbed across, and they get it across there to Walker. Looked like the foot maybe even slipped onto the court as they try to get that pass in there, but they get it in here, and now Blomstead has it out top. She's run into by Leonard, and that'll be the sixth team foul now here against Atlantic.
Yeah, Atlantic at this point with 3:23 left, forced to get out and commit those last couple of fouls. Eventually you're going to have to try to get him to the free throw line if this pace keeps up.
Molly Welter now going to check in here as Catherine Leonard will check out here for Atlantic. Have some confusion on who needs to be on who. Now we get straightened it out. And the inbound will be lobbed. Walker got behind Williams, and they lob it into her. She stops, though, and doesn't go to the basket, just brings it back out top. Walker out front with it, gets a screen to get the defender off of her.
I would think you need to force the ball out of Walker's hands and then go foul the first person she passes to.
Here's Graber guarded by Riley. Riley didn't get to her. Now Blomstead has it. She is being hounded. Now we got Graber, and finally a foul whistled as Riley gets in there to foul on Graber, and she'll go to the line here for the 1-1.
Yeah, I was going to say, as soon as Kate Walker gets rid of the basketball, you need to go foul the first person that touches the ball, because the last person you want with the ball in their hands is Kate Walker.
Well, and Casey Pelter's clipboard would tell you that. He was upset just a moment ago when they didn't foul Graber the first time they had the chance. She does miss the front end and the rebound here to Riley. So Atlantic gets it back here, trailing by 8, 50-42, 2:55 left to go. Still plenty of time here. If the Trojans can get something going, here's Aaron Olsen. She'll fire one from the top and just missed it. Rebound was pulled down by Williams, and then she was fouled. The hack there that time, I believe that's Bailey Hankins that's going to pick up the foul. Oh, they're going to whistle it instead against Catherine Walker.
Yeah, she was just about a half a second late getting to the spot there as Williams got her hand on the ball first. So. Break for Atlantic. They get a chance to put some points on the board here, but the clock stops.
Miranda Gowdy checks back in now here for Red Oak as Graber comes out. And they do make the first free throw. So Tiffany Williams takes advantage here at the line on the 1-1. Gets it to go home. That was the eighth team foul here against the Tigers. So be at least one more 1-1 trip here for Atlantic. The second one is missed there by Williams. So she only makes one. 50-43. 7-point lead for Red Oak. They have the basketball back. Here's Walker with it, dribbling up the floor. Guarded closely by Williams. Williams still staying on her. Now they get it over right side. Now quickly a foul as they get out and foul Angela Mahoney, and she'll go to the line now here for the 1-1.
You can see that's the strategy. As soon as Walker gets rid of it, somebody sprints out to whoever catches the ball and fouls.
Molly Welter picks up that foul. Now Catherine Leonard ready to check back in, and Welter's going to come out. A little offense for defense here. So now the shot will be put up here by Mahoney. And the front end of the 1-1 is good, so she'll get another one.
Of course, if they make the free throws, those girls not named Kate Walker, then the strategy, I guess, backfires a bit.
Mahoney will get one more here. Sets up for it, and that one's also good. She buries them both. 52-43, Tigers lead. Atlantic back the other way with 2:27 to go. Here's Olsen curling, driving in the lane, puts a shot up on the run. It just danced off the rim. A fight for the rebound, knocked around, and then out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. So Atlantic will get a keep.
Atlantic might have caught a break there. It looked like Sandbothy might have been the last to touch it, but there was a scrum of players in there.
And now Atlantic going to take another full timeout. 2:20 to go, 52-43. Red Oak will take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company, helping you communicate with top-quality mobile and transportable phones and the best cellular service. Get a free demonstration from Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company today. Atlantic Pest Control, your pest control consultants. They'll help you with the elimination of insects, rodents, and other pests. Call Bill today at 243-6900. Atlantic Pest Control will come to your home and give you a free estimate, so call today. Better Motor Company, your authorized General Motors and Chrysler dealer in downtown Atlantic. Offering a great selection of new and used vehicles, including trucks and vans. Stop by or call today at 243-4514.
Welcome back here after the timeout by the Trojans. They'll inbound from underneath here. Catherine Leonard will send it in. She'll lob it out high. Walter wide open. She'll take the high arcing three, and it goes home. That one almost hit the ceiling. And now the inbound is knocked away. It's going to stay with Red Oak. It was last touched by Williams over on that far side as Atlantic puts some pressure on here. So it's down to a 52-46 game now here with that three by Walter.
Each team with one timeout left. 6 points, as close as Atlantic's been in a while.
Inbound, the substitution again is Atlantic does the offense for defense sub as they bring Leonard back off the floor. Red Oak able to break it up the floor. Nope, now it's tipped and stolen. Walter got in there and stole it away. Bombshead couldn't track it down quick enough. Back to Walter. Now here's Aaron Olsen out top with it. Bounce pass off to Welter, now right side drive. Olsen gets bumped, the shot up and good, and she gets the foul call.
Wow. I'm really surprised Blomstedt did that. She made no effort to get the ball, just came out and bumped her with the hip on the way by, and Olsen, who was probably about 6 or 8 feet away from the basket, was able to float that in with one hand.
So now Red Oak will take a timeout here with 1:52 left to go. That's a full break as well. 52-48 the game. Be back in a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Call John at Dvorak Tire Service, who's been in the tire and repair business for 32 years at Atlantic. For tire repair, engine work, oil changes, and on-the-farm tire repair, call Dvorak Tire Service, 243-2638 or 249-9206, located on North Olive Street, just north of KJAN. Vice Pump Service in Anita works water well pumps. They have Gould's submersible pumps. They can work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines, trenching, backhoe service, boring, and septic systems. Give Vice Pump Service in Anita a call at 712-249-1233. And Stuart Dusenberry, your local Mutual of Omaha sales representative. For life, health, disability, long-term care, annuities, and Medicare supplement needs, stop by 14 West 5th Street in Atlantic or give Stuart Dusenberry a call at 243-4806.
Back out of the timeout, Aaron Olsen trying to complete the three-point play with the and-one opportunity, and the free throw is up and good. She splashes it home, and just like that, a couple of three-point plays, one from the outside, and then Olsen with the and-one to make it a three-point game. The inbound here to Blomstedt, pressure put on by Atlantic. Blomstedt fires it up ahead. It's a traffic jam there for the Tigers, and now they get called for the over and back as they caught it up ahead. And then stepping back across was Angela Mahoney, and she turns it back over. So now a substitution. Leonard will come back in here on offense as Welter will check out. And Leonard will inbound.
Boy, if you're Red Oak, that's tough to take coming out of the timeout. You just set up that inbounds play out of the timeout, and they couldn't execute it.
Atlantic trailing by three with the basketball here. They'll dump it out top. Olsen for three to tie. It banks off, no good. Leonard got up off the floor, got the rebound, shuffled back out to Olsen for a three that ties it. And Olsen rains down the triple and is tied at 52. Now Walker up the floor here for Red Oak will stop and fire from 15, and that goes. She answers right back to get a two-point lead, 54-52. 1:17 left to go in the game. Now Olsen will set it up for Atlantic. Out front, she'll dump it down underneath. Leonard got open. She got fouled. She'll go to the line here to shoot two as Walker just got a piece of her. She tried to avoid hitting her, but just got the back of the arm. Shot didn't go, but she'll have two chances here.
Kind of one of those phantom fouls when you fly by.
So Catherine Leonard at the free throw line here for a pair. And the first one rims out, no good. So now the best she can do is cut the lead to one. Still 1:10 left to go in the game, so plenty of time here. It's 54-52, Red Oak. And the second free throw is good by Catherine Leonard. So 1-point game, 54-53. Up the inbound now here from the Tigers, and pressure put on again here by Atlantic on the inbound. They'll run the baseline. They get it in here to Walker. Walker will try to dribble out of pressure, and Williams just got a little piece of her. Might have edged her leg out a little bit. No whistle her for the foul, so we'll walk to the other end for two free throws here for Catherine Walker.
You know, there's 1:08 left. There's really no need for that foul. You're, goodness, 70 feet away from the basket. And just to stick a knee out like that and knock her over, she's the best free throw shooter out on the court right now.
Yeah, she hasn't missed one yet, but took them all in the first half, 9-9 at the line. Leonard can check back in now here for Atlantic. And the free throw's coming up now here as it's up and good there by Walker.
Well, it's a one-possession game no matter what she does.
And the second one is good, so she makes them both, earns the 1-1. And it's now 56-53, three-point game. Here comes Atlantic with Williams on the dribble. She lost it. Now she picks it back up off the floor, gets it to Olsen, and we have a timeout taken here from Casey Pelzer, their last 30-second timeout here of the game, so we'll keep it right here. Neither team going to have any timeouts left now here after this break with 1 minute left in the game.
Yeah, that's it. So make all your strategy plans right now, folks. We're going to end this thing without any more timeouts in this last minute of game action. It's just been a roller coaster ride here tonight. It's been a rough and tumble ball game, but Atlantic jumped out quick early, had a 13-point lead. Red Oak came roaring back. They took a 13-point lead. Then Atlantic was able to get back, get the thing tied. This has just been crazy.
Been a pretty back and forth, wacky ball game here this evening. And whoever wins this thriller will move on to play Shenandoah. They won tonight over Clarinda, 48-33. Shan wins, so they'll be in that game coming up on the 19th there at 7 o'clock. That'll be played in Shenandoah as well. So the inbound now here after the timeout. Leonard, they run a stack here on the inbound, and they'll get it in here to Tiffany Williams. A minute to go, she'll put it on the floor. Driving, dumps it over now to Olsen. Olsen will curl around a 2-3 zone here by the Tigers. Walter, she'll try the high arcing three. Off the back iron, no good. Walker skies for the rebound here for Red Oak. And now she'll dribble it up the floor with 46 seconds to go. Williams guarding her very closely, trying to get her to get rid of the basketball so they can foul somebody else. And they're trying to stay on her. This count's still coming. Now she's able to get some space again on the screen, so it count comes off. Down now to 30 seconds to go in the game. A break pressure again. Now she finally picks up her dribble, bounces it off to Blomstedt. Blomstedt guarded by Sandbothy. They don't foul her, and now she throws it away. She tried to throw it back up top into the hands of Gowdy, and it goes out of bounds.
Wow.
Tried to baseball pass it back up front, and Gowdy wasn't ready for that. So now Atlantic has it back, still trailing here by three. One possession. Leonard will inbound. Leonard, Williams, Macy Schmidt, Aaron Olsen, and Bailey Walter on the floor. Here's the inbound to Olsen, curling around, 19 seconds, over to Walter. Walter back to Olsen in the right corner. Back now to Walter, across to Tiffany Williams. She'll drive left side, curling in. Shot is short off the iron as she tried to scoop one in there. Rebound pulled down by Walker. She has it. Now she's hounded in the backcourt. Still on her, 2 seconds to go. Atlantic knocking a foul, and that's going to be the end of the game. Red Oak able to dribble it out, and they eke out the victory here. 56-53. Red Oak wins it in a wild ball game tonight here at Red Oak High School. We'll take a break, come back to wrap this one up. You're listening to High School Hoops here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Marcellus Insurance. See Betty Marcellus at 2 West 6th Street in Atlantic. She'll be glad to give you a no-obligation quote on your auto, farm, business, life, and health insurance. Call Marcellus Insurance at 243-4190 today. Olson Fuel Supply, a locally owned BP and Sinclair branded station with quality gasoline fuel, including BP, Amoco Premier Diesel Fuel. Olson Fuel Supply, servicing Cass County and the surrounding counties with local stations in Atlantic, Griswold, and Oneida. Atlantic Home Realty, for all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, and farm acreage markets, call 243-1300 and talk to one of the friendly, helpful sales associates at Atlantic Home Realty, or stop by their office at 610 Laurel Street in Atlantic.
Back here to Red Oak High School as we finish up our broadcast here tonight. A wild back and forth game here between these two teams. You look at quarter scores, you'd kind of be shaking your head. How did this one play out? 21-10 Atlantic after the first quarter. 36-28 at halftime, Red Oak turned the tables with the advantage. They still led by 8 at the end of 3, 48-40, and then the final score, 56-53. Red Oak ekes out the victory as Atlanta came all the way back to tie this thing up late, but couldn't do the things they needed to down the stretch to get the final tally they wanted.
Yeah, it was. I said it. I mean, if you're not exhausted after this, thank goodness it's Saturday night. I don't have to work tomorrow morning because I'm going to be tired when I get home. I don't know about you. But, yeah, a tough ball game, a very physical ball game. The way the game was officiated tonight, it was a bruiser. It was a black and blue first half. There were a lot of contact plays out there in the first half. But in the second half, the team settled in a little bit. You know, Red Oak Atlantic got off to such a good start early, got up 24-11. Early in the second quarter, that was their biggest lead of the game at 13 points. Red Oak roars back, takes an 8-point halftime lead, and then jumps that lead out to 11 or 13 themselves at 46-33. And then at the end of the day, the Atlantic girls able to rally back and tie the ball game at 52 apiece before Red Oak wins it down the stretch, outscoring Atlantic 4-1 to finish off the ball game. And you know, you got to make your free throws. Atlantic missed too many free throws here again tonight. Didn't get to the line near enough, but they missed too many tonight. And in close ball games, stuff like that comes back to haunt you. Red Oak tried late in the ball game to give Atlantic opportunities with a couple of turnovers, but Atlantic just could not get to the free throw line enough. And when they did, they just didn't make enough of them. And Red Oak was knocking down free throws left and right here tonight.
Yeah, they sure were. And they finished 17 of 23 here at the charity stripe and led by Catherine Walker, who was perfect from the line tonight. 11-4-11. That's the way to help out your ball club. And she's able to help them get the win here with that performance. Atlantic was 11 of 20 from the charity stripe, so had a couple more opportunities there in the second half, but they were 6 of 11 in the second half to finish that 11 for 20 mark. And yeah, then had a couple of chances here late. They had a couple of chances down three here late in the ball game, but couldn't make anything happen as one shot was short there by Tiffany Williams on the drive on the left side, and then they couldn't get the buckets here down at the end of the game as well to try to tie this thing back up. And Red Oak able to eke out the victory here tonight, 56-53. So the other finals we have here, or the other scoring we have here for you tonight, 20 points for Catherine Walker to lead the way. 12 points tonight here for Grace Blomstead. 8 points chipped in by Bailey Hankins. 7 tonight here for Angela Mahoney. And then 4 for Nicole Graber and 3 for Miranda Gowdy there in the contest. For Atlantic, they were led by 20 points from, well, a girl they weren't even sure was going to get a play tonight, Erin Olson. She did her part. She hit five triples here tonight in the contest, including the one late to tie the game back up for him and give him a chance, but just wasn't quite enough. 14 points chipped in by Catherine Leonard, 10 points for Tiffany Williams, and 4 points chipped in here tonight from Steph Sanbothy, and 3 chipped in by Bailey Walter, and 2 for Megan Riley here as the scoring as the Atlantic Trojans finished the season now. So this will do it for them. It was a winner go home type of deal here tonight, first round of the playoffs, and they finished with a record of 2-20 overall here on this season, and Red Oak improves now to 15-7 as they'll move on to play coming up here on next Wednesday night on the 19th, as they'll be playing at Shenandoah against Shenandoah. They were a winner tonight 48-33 over Clarinda, so that will be the matchup here the next round for them.
You know, as disappointing as it is to lose games, and it's always disappointing to lose games, at the end of the frustration part in the locker room here tonight for the Atlantic girls, I hope they understand what they were able to accomplish here tonight. That's a decent Red Oak ball club they faced off against tonight, one that had beaten them by double digits both times they played during the regular season. And Atlantic came out, and they came out on fire here in the ballgame. They played very well early in the basketball game. They stumbled a little bit in the middle part of the game, but, you know, Red Oak's pretty good. They got some pretty good players. They played pretty well at that point, too. They had something to do with that. But, you know, it would have been real easy for Atlantic just to pack things in when you see a 26-point turnaround in a ball game when you're up 13 and then down 13. They didn't do that. They came back. They rallied. They fought hard. This is a very young basketball team that loses just one player in Bailey Walter. She's the only senior on the team. You know, this is a team that has darn near everybody coming back. And you've got some players that are very young, players like Stephanie Sanbothy, who comes off the bench. They list her at 5'9". I'm calling foul on that. I think she's taller than that. She sure plays like it. But she could be a real good inside player for Atlantic. You know, you got other players here, too, that came in, did some great things. And the players that are on the floor. I mean, Skye Thompson's going to be a nice guard for Atlantic as well. She's just a sophomore. But the other players on the floor, you know, 3 sophomores and a freshman. You got a lot of players coming back that got a year's worth of experience. I know it's a 2-20 season, not really the kind of experience you'll want with the end of the year when you take a look at the records. But, you know, bottom line is it's a young team that came out and showed what they can do when they put their mind to it. Hopefully this will get them off to a good start now for next year, which actually begins tomorrow. You don't just wait till the next basketball season rolls around. You have to work in the off season to make yourself a better player. And hopefully the Atlantic girls will take heart in what they were able to accomplish here, especially tonight, and use that as a springboard into next season.
Yeah, and definitely played much better than they had the first couple of times they met up with Red Oak and had a great start to this contest here tonight. Gave themselves a great chance and rallied to have a chance to win down the stretch, but just couldn't quite get it done. So, yeah, hopefully they are proud of what they have accomplished here as far as improving at the end of the year. And like you said, you know, a lot of players that get to come back and try to change that mark for next season. So we'll see how it plays out here for Atlantic next year. So the final here tonight, Red Oak wins it by a score of 56-53, and they move on in 3A regional play, and Atlantic season comes to a close. Our next basketball will come your way here on Monday night, as we'll have a couple of boys contests on the way here for you coming up on Monday evening, as we'll have a doubleheader. A lot of doubleheaders being played in the boys' postseason here this year, and that's how things will especially start out in those first-round games, as we'll be over in Anita coming up on Monday night for a pair of contests in Class 1A matchups. And the first one of the evening will be a matchup between Exira EHK and Audubon. That one's set to tip off at 6:30 on Monday evening, so that'll be the first one. After that game wraps up about 8 o'clock, the tip-off as Cam will take on Stanton in the second game of the evening in that 1A action there coming up on Monday night. So we'll have that for you here coming up our next high school basketball. We will have some Iowa women's basketball for you tomorrow as well, as Iowa will be on the road at Purdue. 12:45 will be the start time for that broadcast tomorrow here on KJAN. Wraps it up here for us this evening. Once again, Red Oak wins it 56-53 here over Atlantic in this girls' 3A regional first rounder. For Jim Field, I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Red Oak.